Hi, it's Pete from Metal Gods TV, and I'm here with Husk. Metal to the Masses winners in Wolverhampton. You played at just after 1 o'clock. How do you think it went?
Amazing, mate. It's the biggest crowd I've ever played to. It was just unbelievable. Like, the flood of people that come in, it was fantastic.
After Eagle Scarecrow finished, literally, people just started flooding towards us like swarm. Oh, it was amazing. Couldn't have been a better time start, I don't think.
Yeah, just first good having that much room on stage as well, being able to run about.
Yeah.
It was class.
How's the journey been to coming from like starting to coming here today?
They was going a long time before I joined. Like, I think they had another singer and there was another bassist as well, actually.
Yeah.
And then so, yeah, I think it's taken some work. It's been about 4 years now, I think, hasn't it?
Progressed a lot. I couldn't believe when we started up the band, but you could say to us, oh, one day we're going to be playing Bloodstock, and I'd be like, nah, get off it.
You won't believe it, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's brilliant.
You released Pagan Man last year as well. Was your debut EP?
It was. We plan to be doing a lot more in the future as well, but we're probably going to be releasing singles rather than EPs or albums
now.
We're
planning to do like a track each couple of months and then release a video as well with it, like music videos.
What sort of promotion? Getting their name out first. Then
for next year, aim towards an album as well.
Test the waters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to go down best, so we can release individual singles. They could go amazingly. We'll have to try and figure that out. But
what else have you been up to this year?
A lot of fishing.
Good. That's a start.
I'm fishing.
You mean gig-wise?
Gig-wise, yeah.
Just
and fishing, apart from the fishing.
Oh, God,
that was the first
fishing
thing I was going to ask.
Gigs, we've just been doing small local venues.
A lot of local stuff.
We do a lot of promotion for this gig in our sort of local vicinity. We did a warm-up gig last week.
Guildford Arms.
Exactly, Guildford. Mostly local venues.
We're getting offered a lot, but it's picking up at the right time. So you want people to come to one gig, because if you have three in a similar area, you're going to struggle to get people to each.
It's good with the local gigs though, because you get the hardcore support. Always relies on the hardcore support to start off with, and you can branch out a bit.
We're expanding our horizon now. We're getting more and more gigs throughout the different areas of the country.
I think Bedford, Carlisle, we're getting gigs all over the place.
Especially here, people, me included, we've heard of you.
Yeah, today's going to get us out to a lot of different people, which are hopefully going to show their interest in us after today. So it's going to be really good for us in general. Hopefully we're just impressed in the right people kind of thing.
Other than that, you've been enjoying yourselves? Did you come down today?
I couldn't hit it too hard last night because of playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was even on the strepsils last night after a couple of cans because I felt it being a bit. But yeah, we're all right. It went well, so.
Yeah, we love the sort of community here as well. Like, everyone's really up for having a laugh. No, that's the best thing about it. Everyone wants to sort of enjoy themselves. Yeah, sometimes at our local gigs, people have come back from a day at work, so they don't really feel as if they need to, headbang or get involved with the music.
No. It's a friendly community, so close-knit.
Exactly. And everyone really wants to enjoy your music in a way. It's really good.
Spread the word quicker as well. We get guys like, if I go and see someone, say, you've heard this band or heard this band, and perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, we've approached a few people and said, we're on at 1:30, come and see us, and they've been more than welcome, taking stuff off our hands to come and see us. So, the reception so far has been really good.
Well, like I mentioned earlier before we started, you said we didn't see a load there, but after you finished, there was a hell of a lot there.
It was timed well for when Evil Scarecrow finished, so I think they're right next to it already, isn't they?
The Evil Scarecrow, like I said, fuck it, let's go and see him.
It's in a brilliant place, really, because it's next to the main stage and it's next to the bar. You can't get more because you want, really.
Exactly. Halfway through, it's a good 5 minutes into the set. It wasn't, at capacity, but then Evil Scarecrow finished and we saw masses and masses of people flooding toward us. It was, from their outside perspective, you've got to be thinking, oh, they sound good, let's go in there, which was a bit of an ego boost, which was really nice for us.
Brilliant, it's a compliment, a lot of thanks, a compliment.
It is, definitely, yeah.
We haven't heard of you now.
So exactly, we hope so anyway.
Yeah. So you said you're releasing singles rather than albums in the future. Yeah. Is there any singles that it's forthcoming the next month or so?
I think we've already done the drums, and it'll be the guitars next. It's a True Creator, which is... It's the one that started with the bass. It's a really funky one, the groovy one.
That's what I noticed, at least two or three, there was a very groovy sort of...
Yeah.
Gotta love a bit of groove.
Sort of stuff,
that's what we're gonna do, test the waters, see what people prefer between our more heavy side or groove side, release them individually rather than as a whole combination of them.
You could even mix both together.
You could do,
branch out a little bit.
Exactly.
How would, What's your influences? You know, like I say, the groove-based sort of thing, but what sort of influences, you know?
It's really hard to say what all of our collective influences are. We all have different influences.
See, I try not to listen. Well, I do listen to metal, but I try to not let it influence me so I can add something different to it. Like, I listen to a lot of prog, and like, I love Primus, like the old really weird stuff, basically.
Yeah.
I try to put that in if I can. But I'm heavily influenced by Gojira as well, to be honest. I call absolutely love them.
I think you're looking forward to seeing them then.
Of course, mate. I cannot
stupid
wait.
Question.
Yeah. My second time seeing them here.
Anyone else you're looking forward to seeing?
Part of a Coward, I'm looking forward
Slayer
to seeing.
Slayer as well. Slayer's got to be doing it. You've got to do Slayer.
Yeah. Pretty much everyone here is going to come see Slayer at one point.
Probably watch Twisted Sister as well tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Future gig-wise, what is further on in the future? Got anything planned? You're just taking each month as it comes?
I'm not sure of the dates off the top of my head, but I think we're playing, like I said, we've got one in Carlisle, we've got one night after the other in Bedford, then Coventry.
Yeah, we're doing, with all the winners of the Metal to the Masses from all around the different sections of the country, we've arranged, somebody's arranged a big tour for all of the winners, which is going to be
Really good. That's another avenue.
Exactly.
We're headlining the Birmingham Academy too, but it's on Bonfire Night, and it's the same night as Eamon Amarth next door. So that's going to be a struggle, but we'll try our best.
Challenge.
It's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, people will come.
We'll have to put the Eamon Amarth poster on our door. Hopefully people are coming to get
it. If you build it, it will come.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit strange coming to pay like £3 or £4 for Eamon Amarth, though,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? See, I'd have gone and saw him if we were playing.
I know. But we've got loads of stuff festival-wise for next year as well, which we can't exactly mention at this point. It's not officially released, but loads and loads of stuff planned for the future all around the different parts of the country, which is really
forthcoming. Local stuff, obviously, the local stuff is coming up and stuff.
Yeah. Our Black Country.
Yeah, Black Country. Yeah, where do we find you online? You know, YouTube, Facebook?
If you just go into Google and search Husk UK or Husk UK Heavy Metal, because there's quite a few things come up when you search Husk originally, like.
Yeah.
So, Husk UK gets it up.
Yeah, Husk UK Metal on Facebook.
Yeah.
YouTube, same again, Husk UK Metal. Instagram as well.
Yeah.
All the same kind of thing. So, check us out on there if you haven't already.
Brilliant. Cheers, guys. Thank you.